I'm kicking off, and I am very, very excited to be kicking off with this first person. An absolute icon of the 80s and 90s. And I reckon if you're 35 plus years and over, you'll absolutely know this man inside and out. Not literally. Sir Timmy of Mallet, how are you, sir?
Inside and out, but not literally. What a nutter. Paddy, what a pleasure.
Oh, Timmy, honestly, you know when you sort of, you meet people or you speak to people who you've seen all your life on the telly and stuff, it's so surreal talking to you because you're a massive part of my life, especially in my younger years when I was watching telly. You were just never off it.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you, Paddy.
You're all
so
right.
It's my fault then that you watch too much telly and you got in trouble.
Yeah. Well, do you know, this day and age, Timmy, obviously we know how the world is at the minute. You know, there's social media, YouTube, there's so many different streaming channels. Mm. When you started in the early 80s on TVAM, I think if you'd started now, especially with something like YouTube, you'd have been absolutely globally massive.
Who knows? You can only judge these things from how it was. But when Wide Awake Club started on TVAM, there were four channels, I think, and breakfast telly was brand new. Telly used to come on after the schools programmes. Do you remember those?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, you had those, and then you know, you went on to shows in the late afternoon and evening, and at bedtime, it was time to go to bed, and good night, and beep,
I remember, like, you'd have your regional broadcaster come on at the end of the evening, once your telly'd finished, and he'd go, well, that's it for tonight, and sleep tight, see you in the morning. It's bonkers, even, and that's really not that long ago.
Oh, I think it was really nice, actually. I think it made sense. It's like, off you go to bed now. The entertainment's over. I quite like that. And it was funny when breakfast telly started because they said, well, nobody will watch telly in the morning over breakfast. You know, you're getting ready for going to work or school or doing things, and how could anybody ever watch at that hour? Well, apparently they do.
It's a part of our lives now.
There you go.
When you started, was it 83, Timmy?
83 was when TVAM kicked off, I did something called Summer Run, which was a sort of an end-of-the-pier type of programme with a blue screen. Yeah, I did that in the summer, and then we started Timmy, with the Wide Awake Club a year later.
Timmy, that's so long ago, we're using blue screen. Even green screen weren't a thing then.
No, there you go. Completely different.
Was
the
that
olden days? Oh, so they invented the colour blue in 1983. Before that, everything was in black and white, Paddy. The whole world was black and white.
Was that the Anne and Nick years? The glory years?
Yeah. Anne and Nick, that's right. Anne Diamond and Nick Owen. Yeah.
So when did you being on TVM turn into Whackaday? Because that's the one everyone knows.
Well, that's when Roland Rat left. Now, look, this is bonkers. Roland Rat, the headline was Rat Leaves Sinking Ship and Joined the BBC. And he left on the Friday. And they said, right, well, we'll have to do a show on Monday. Timmy, you better be on. We'll have a couple of cartoons, and you can make something out of egg cartons and toilet roll holders, and you'll make the 8:15 from Paddington. Is that all right? Yeah. So I was on the following Monday with, what should we call it? Well, let's call it Whackaday, because it's on every day. Let's see what happens.
Timmy, honestly, we have come a long way when it comes to technology, but I would love to spend a bit of time back in the days of blue screen, someone telling you when to go to bed at the end of the day, and when the front page of the papers was an actual synthetic puppet was leaving one channel to go to another.
Yeah. You know, the glory days. It's funny, isn't it? It's completely and utterly bonkers. You know, you wouldn't change it for the world, would you?
Not in the slightest. Timmy, before I let you go, because I know it's the weekend and I really appreciate you giving us a call. The listeners are going to love hearing your voice. But just, and I'm going to sweep right through these. You're a number one artist. You had a number one in the 90s with Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
Yes, I did. It was number one on my wedding day.
Oh, get in.
In the summer of 1990. That was the year we invented Pinky Punky. And he's still going strong to this day. Honestly, people will buy a Pinky Punky mallet and be reminded of their childhood. And it's lovely to be able to bring back happy memories like that. I'm delighted. Yeah, I'm very proud of my hit record. I hope you're going to play it now.
Well, I'll tell you what. Don't you say it, I'll do it, Timmy. It's going on. Don't you worry about
Paddy.
That.
Hey, that's my Paddy. Let's play the number one hit from 1990. Forget the rest. Play the best. Me and Bon Ballerina doing Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
Correct. Bah! Timmy Mallet, you were number one when Stormzy was a mere cloud. Timmy, thank you so much for ringing in, pal. I have loved talking to you. Short but sweet, a bit like yourself. Take care, my friend.
Cheers, Paddy. Have a brilliant show.
Cheers, Timmy. Bye.
God bless you.
January month has been incredible so far, and we're not done yet.
Performing Monday, it's
Paloma Faith. Performing right here in the iconic Maidavale Studios. I am so excited about this.
Radio 2's Piano Room Month.
Listen Monday morning from 9:30. Ask your smart speaker to play Radio 2.
Now, if you missed the bit earlier, I had Timmy Mallet on and I had a lovely walk down the old 80s and 90s.